This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
This is the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. 欢迎来到达尼丁中国文化秀。Happy Friday, everyone. This is Wan Li speaking. I'm your host at the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. We are here together at our 8th session, and we are introducing Chinese culture to you again. So unfortunately, our guest, as usual, Wei Di Xu, the president of the Dunedin Chinese Seniors Association, is currently not here in Dunedin. I think she is attending a meeting in Wellington right now, and she will make it back later this week. And that is why I'll be the only one hosting this show today,just like how we did it last time. So previously, we were on cities, and we have done quite a few cities, including Wuhan, Shanghai, Beijing, and Nanjing. The reason why we kind of went for that diversity was because, well, Wuhan was where Wei Di was from, Shanghai is where I was from, Beijing was the capital city, and also it was like a very pronounced location for dynastic history.And that's why we went to Nanjing as well, because Nanjing also has a very deep and also very long dynastic history. But talking about that, I just thought that there's no way I shouldn't introduce this particular city to you that we're doing today. Because if we're talking about dynasties, this is the city that has got the most dynasties that has ever been through within the history of China. Plus, this is actually my favorite, top one favorite city within the entire China.Because of its food, because of its people, because it's just an amazing place to visit, really. And so today, we're going to touch upon the city called Xi'an, and we're still going to follow the same structure as how we did previously, which is Chinese and then English. So, let's make a start. Xi'an, 古称长安，历史悠久，文化灿烂。是中华文明的重要发祥地。它与罗马、开罗、雅典并称为世界四大文明古都，是古丝绸之路的起点。早在110万年前，就有原始人在这里繁衍生息。6000年前，半坡母系社会在此生活，有3100多年的建城史。和1100多年的建都史，周、秦、汉、唐等朝代都在这里留下了中国历史上最璀璨的文化长卷。Xi'an, which was named Chang'an in the ancient times, is an important birthplace of Chinese civilization with a long history and splendid culture.It is also known as the world's four ancient capitals of civilization, along with Rome, Cairo, and Athens. It is also the starting point of the ancient Silk Road. As early as 1.1 million years ago, primitive people thrived here. 6,000 years ago, the matriarchal society of the Banpo lived here.It has a history of more than 3,100 years as a city and more than 1,100 years as a capital. The Zhou, Qin, Han, and Tang dynasties have left behind the most glorious cultural history in the entire Chinese history within Xi'an or Chang'an. Xi'an 位于中国中心位置。总面积10,108万平方公里，人口大约843万人。区位优势明显，是连接中国东、中部和西南、西北部的交通枢纽。西安咸阳机场开通了包括连接亚洲、欧洲、美洲主要城市在内的国际航线25条，国内航线150多条。跻身于世界繁忙机场行列。 西安火车站发出的列车可以达到全国各重要城市。亚洲最大的客运站西安北客站于2010年建成，郑西、西广、西京高速铁路已开通运营。以西安为中心的高速公路仅在陕西省省内总长度便已达到上千公里，并已连接全国各大城市，形成了以西安为中心的米字形高速交通骨架。西安市内交通更是便捷，公交网络四通八达，有旅游车辆近千辆，出租车近20000辆，并有专门连接主要景点的10多条油字头公交旅游专线。西安 is located in the central area of China, with a total area of 101 million square kilometers and a population of more than 8.43 million. It has obvious geographical advantage and is a transportation hub connecting the eastern and central regions of China, along with the southwest and northwest. 西安咸阳 Airport has opened 25 international routes, including connecting major cities in Asia, Europe, and America, and more than 150 domestic routes, making it one of the busiest airports in the world. Trains from Xi'an Railway Station can reach all major cities in China. Xi'an North Railway Station, the largest passenger station in Asia, was put into operation in 2010.The Zhengzhou Xi'an, Xi Guangzhou, Xi Beijing High-Speed Railway are already in operation. In Shanxi Province alone, the total length of expressways centered in Xi'an has reached thousands of kilometers and has connected all major cities in the country, forming a Mi-shaped expressway traffic framework centered on Xi'an. The transportation in Xi'an is very, very convenient in the sense thatThe public transport network is extended in all directions. There are nearly 1,000 tourist vehicles, near 20,000 taxis, and there are more than 10 special bus travel lines specially connected to main tourist attractions. 西安是首批中国优秀旅游城市之一，它有着深厚的历史文化积淀和浩瀚的文物古迹遗存。秦始皇兵马俑被誉为世界第八大奇迹。秦始皇陵是最早列入世界遗产名录的中国遗迹。明代古城墙是至今世界上保存最完整、规模最宏大的古城墙遗址。近年，汉阳陵的开发又一次造成了世界的轰动，其出土的裸体彩俑被誉为东方维纳斯。室内有着6000多年历史的半坡遗址，明代建立的藏石碑3000多块，被誉为石质历史书库的碑林博物馆，文化储量全国之最的陕西历史博物馆，唐代著名高僧玄奘法师易经之地大雁塔，西北历史最长的清真寺化觉寺等驰名中外的景点。自然景观峭拔险峻，独具特色。境内及附近有西岳华山、终南山、太白山、王顺山、骊山、楼观台等风景胜区，更有周边的森林公园10余个，人文山水、古城、新姿交相辉映，构成了古老西安特有的神韵风姿。随着曲江、大唐芙蓉园等6大遗址公园和法门寺文化景区的相继开放，以及大明宫国家遗址公园、楼观道文化展示区、汉城湖景区等投资项目的兴建，西安旅游呈现着前所未有的盛大局面。西安 is one of the first batch of the excellent tourist cities in China. The tomb of the Terracotta Warriors and the horses of the first emperor of Qin is known as the Eighth Wonder of the World. The mausoleum of the first emperor of Qin is the first China relic to be listed on a World Heritage List. The ancient wall of Ming Dynasty is the most complete and the largest ancient war site in the entire world. In recent years, the development in such areas, along with the colored nude figurines unearthed from it, was praised as the Oriental Venus. The city has a history of 6,000 years of Banpo ruins. The Stone Forest Museum, which is established in the Ming Dynasty. And there are so many other tourist attractions, along with its natural attractions, has made a very special, unique territory within the Xi'an province. 西安的旅游产业已经有相当大的规模。截到目前为止，全市共有国家 A 级标准的景区55家，其中5A 级景区3家 ,4A 级15家，旅行社将近400家，其中有境外出一。西安的旅游产业已有相当大的规模。截止到目前为止，全市共有国家 A 级标准景区55家，其中5A 级旅游景区3家 ,4A 级15家。有着超过400家的旅行社，其中有出境资质的23家，这里有着无数的注册导游员以及许多的星级饭店，所以如果大家有兴趣的话，千万记得去西安旅游，那里的景区真的非常非常的漂亮。西安's tourism industry has a very considerable scale of A scale, really, which is very, very pronounced in the entire China. Up to now,The city has a total of 55 national A-level scenic spots, including 3 5A-level scenic spots and 15 4A-level scenic spots. There are 395 travel agencies in total, among which 23 are qualified to travel abroad. There are more than 19,000 registered tour guides in Xi'an, 121 star-rated hotels, including 9 5-star hotels and 27 4-star hotels,with a total of more than 23,000 guest rooms. There are 7 provincial tourism characterized towns, 9 provincial rural tourism demonstration villages, and there are more than 4,200 farmhouses. Ling Tong District, for the first batch of provincial tourism demonstration areas within the entire country, is situated within Xi'an as well.为了丰富西安旅游的文化娱乐活动，西安陆续推出了唐长安乐歌、访唐乐歌、长恨歌、大马戏、大长安等旅游演绎活动，丰富多彩、富有地域特色的演出赢得了国家内外游客的赞誉。 In order to enrich the cultural and entertainment life of tourism in Xi'anTourism performance activities, including Tang Chang'an music and dance, Ideal Tang music and dance, Everlasting Sorrow, the Grand Circus, and the Grand Chang'an have been successfully launched. These amazing performances with regional characteristics have won praise from tourists at home and abroad. 西安旅游产品的生产具有浓厚的地方特色。秦俑仿制品、仿古青铜器、秦绣、玉器、丝绸、文艺瓷器，户县农民画、唐三彩、瓷板画、景观表、麦秆画等各类民间工艺品十分丰富。同时，西安的餐饮业发掘仿唐菜120多种，形成了以唐菜为主的传统菜和以陕菜为主的现代菜。在全国饮食业优秀作品评选当中，西安的饺子宴、羊肉泡馍等八种品种荣获金鼎奖，特别是西安独具特色的小吃吸引着八方来客。 The production of the tourism commodities in Xi'an has strong local characteristics.Such as the imitation of the Qin terracotta warriors, antique bronze wares, jade wares, silk, handicraft porcelains, Hu Xian peasant paintings, tricolour Tang Dynasty paintings, along with all the others, are very enriched and very diverse. At the same time, Xi'an's catering industry exhibits more than 120 kinds of imitated Tang Dynasty dishes, forming a traditional series of dishes that are dominated by Tang dishes and modern dishes as well. And the National Catering Industry Quality Product Selection, Xi'an's Dumpling Banquet, Mutton Bread in the Soup, and other 8 varieties won the Golden Trip Award. Especially the unique local snack in the Xi'an attracted guests from all over the world. Talking about food, as we did previously, that's just something I have such a strong passion for. So I thought it's not appropriate if I don't introduce to food as well. So we're reaching halfway. Actually, we have just gone past halfway of our session. So I thought that it's only appropriate to tell you guys that we are at our 8th session. We're reaching our 10th. So thank you very, very much for listening to the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. We are currently still introducing cities, aside from introducing the Dragon Boat Festival, because that was just the occasion. But we thought that it's appropriate for us to hear you guys out of what you guys want to hear and what you guys might be interested in, so we can properly understand what we should be going for next time. There are so many cities within China, and I don't think that with the time I am at the Otago Access Radio, I can actually manage to introduce every single city to you. And then, even if I introduced all the cities, I do have to go to a provincial level to introduce how province are like, as well as all the other specific tourist destinations, food and all that. Each little thing within one city can actually be extended and broadened into one complete session. And I believe that it's just very, very short to just use one session to introduce one city. And that is why it is crucial for us to hear you guys out of what you guys want to hear. So get in touch with the Dunedin Chinese Seniors Association on Facebook, like their Facebook page, interact with us. Or if you're interested, we're at Otago Access Radio 105.4. So contact us as well. And yeah, it should be a good time. Just let us know what you guys want to hear, and we should be able to help, I suppose. Cool. So going back to the original topic, we're talking about food. And so I just thought that we should introduce 4 specific food to you. And the very first one would be Ruo Jia Mo, which is the marinated meat and baked buns. So Ruo Jia Mo is Shanxi's 著名小吃. Mo 外观焦黄, 条纹清晰, 内部呈层状, 饼体发胀, 皮酥里嫩, 火工到家, 食用时温度以烫手为佳。 老潼关肉夹馍 是热馍加凉肉, 饼酥肉香, 爽而不腻。 So as I first said, the first one is the 肉夹馍, which is the marinated meat and baked buns. So it is a famous snack in Shanxi province, and mainly in Xi'an, but like, because most people who actually visit Shanxi actually goes to Xi'an. And so like it kind of becomes like a like Xi'an specific thing, but it's actually very, very famous within the entire Shanxi province. So the appearance of the bun is brown and like goldenish colored. It's got very clear stripes. The interior is layered, and the cake body is bulging, where the skin is crispy and tender. You have the very fragrant meat within, and usually you are supposed to eat it when it's like burning on your hand, so you can get the best texture and the best temperature as well. And this location called the Lao Tong Guan, the marinated meat within the baked buns are actually cold, so they give you burning hot baked buns, but you use it to sandwich the relatively cold marinated meat, so you get this change in like the texture and change in temperature, which makes it a lot less greasy. I'm not saying that with the hot meat it's greasy, but then with the cold meat, it kind of takes the tiny, tiny remaining greasy bit away and makes it really succulent, makes it real fragrant, cool, and it's just such a good taste. The second one I introduced was Liang Pi. So it is also a very famous dish as well. 作为陕西特色小吃, 凉皮分为米面皮和面皮两大类。 米面皮实为米皮。现在在陕西境内可以吃到的 有西府宝鸡擀面皮、汉中米皮、秦镇米皮等流派。So talking about 凉皮, although it is one specific type of snack, there are actually two separate meanings within this 凉皮, like 凉皮, because they're made of two different ingredients actually. So that's why 凉皮 is diversely split into two categories, the rice skin and the dough skin. So within the Shanxi province currently,You have the existing Xifu Baoji rolling dough skin. Then you have the Hanzhong rice skin 凉皮, the Qingzhou rice skin dumpling, and a whole lot of different types. Why I would introduce 凉皮 is because it has a very special texture to it. So it looks like noodles, but it tastes completely different to noodles. Usually you dip it in the... chili oil sauce. They made specifically called 油泼辣子 within Xi'an, which is so famous. And there are different locations that sometimes put peanut butter sauce, but some locations that absolutely hate putting peanut butter sauce because they think they ruin it. There are places that will put a whole lot of vinegar. There are places that put just like one drop of vinegar. And there are so many different places, so many different types of like 凉皮you can actually eat in Xi'an. It's justI shouldn't say it's amazing because there are so many different types to it, and not every single type is my favorite, but they are very, very different and very, very unique in their own sense, and they're all very, very good, that I can promise you. So try it out. See if you like it or not. If you like noodles, you might assume that you like 凉皮, but we never know. It could be something that's very, 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 very different. The third one is the one we introduced previously in the very big passages we did, which is the mutton bread and lamb soup called 羊肉泡馍。羊肉泡馍简称羊肉泡或者泡馍，古称羊羹。它尤其在陕西西安最享有盛名。烹制精细，料重味醇，肉烂汤浓，肥而不腻，营养丰富，香气四溢。诱人食欲，食后回味无穷。So, the mutton bread and soup can be abbreviated in the form of mutton bubble if we were to directly translate it, or just mutton bread and soup, or essentially just bread and soup. In ancient times, North and West cuisine is especially famous for its beef and mutton bread in Xi'an, Shanxi province.Which is why when we introduce Xi'an, we would usually go to 羊肉泡馍as well. It is exquisitely cooked with heavy ingredients and thick meat and soup. It is fat, but it's not greasy at all. It is very, very rich in nutrition, fragrant and very appetizing, and you have endless aftertaste after you eat it. This, along with the last and final item I'm going to introduce to you,are the two soupy items and within Xi'an that I like the most, but they are actually very, very different. So remember this one is the mutton bread and lamb soup, 羊肉泡馍, and the next one I'm introducing is the meatball and the hu spicy soup, 肉丸胡辣汤。肉丸胡辣汤的特点是汤味浓郁，汤色亮丽，汤汁粘稠，香辣可口，特别适合配合其他早点进餐。目前它已发展成为河南以及河南周边省份都喜爱和知晓的小吃之一。So previous one's a soup, and this one is called the spicy soup. However, although it's called soup, it is very, very different in the sense that the previous one is rather thin, but this one is very, very thick. So it's very, very rich in the soup flavor,The color is wonderful. It's got thick soup, spicy and delicious. It is very, very suitable to go with other breakfast items, actually, because people in Xi'an actually go to the very little kiosk in front of their neighborhoods in the morning, get this along with the other food and just go for breakfast. Although it is very, very spicy, but it's just so delicious to go with other breakfast items. At present, it has developed into one of the snacks,that Henan and neighboring provinces all love and know. So, we are, again, running out of time this time. I have no idea how time flows so quickly. But, yeah, that's about our session, I suppose. So we talked about Xi'an, we talked about how it's got, like, such a long history for dynastic, like, and the dynasty and the cultural history within it. It's a very important transport location. It's got so much good food. It's got, it's like just a wonderful tourist location. And yeah, overall, I hope you enjoyed the session. It is a bit, I guess, underprepared, so I hope you didn't pick any obvious mistakes. If you did, let me know. We can make the correction next time. But yeah, overall, thank you very, very much for the session. And yeah, look forward to our next session next fortnight. Thank you for listening to the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. Looking forward to the next show next fortnight.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.